Don't believe these five myths. These are lies. They are outright lies and myths, and don't you fall for them. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And these fitness myths I see all the time. I see them on social media. I see them in the health magazines, and they just won't die, and we are here to put them to rest, and I want you to know the truth. All right, so don't fall for these five myths. So the strength training myth number one is muscle can turn into fat. Now, we've all heard this, and when you think about it, it's kind of silly when you think about it. It's like turning, you know, stone into water or something, but that's just a myth. So what happens is when you stop working out, you know, people tend to say, well, I've turned the muscle into fat, and it doesn't happen. Physiologically, it doesn't turn. It's two completely different tissue types, but what happens is you lose the muscle tissue, you lose the muscle tone, and it may be replaced by fat because you're not exercising, you're not working. You know, but it does not turn into fat. So, you know, we want to put that one to rest. I think we all kind of know that. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but you still see that lie out there. Those myths, it still lives on. All right, number two is strength training makes women look bulky. And, you know, I've been doing this, gosh, for, oh my God, 15, 16 years now. And I've heard this one, and it's changing a little bit now. I think nowadays, ladies are starting to know the benefits of strength training and how it's actually more beneficial for women than it is men. But there's still that misnomer, that myth out there about, well, if I strength train, I'm going to get big, bulky muscles. And unfortunately, that doesn't, or fortunately, that doesn't happen that way. I mean, that happens if you train that way, or if you take steroids or human growth hormone, but certainly we're not doing anything like that here at the studio, and most of you are not, so you don't have to worry about that. Those are select situations where people are deliberately taking the stimulants, taking the growth hormones, and they are training in a particular way, which is very, very heavy, and they're doing a very different kind of strength routine. But the stuff that you want to do for maximum results, a weight that you can do for maybe 10 to 20 repetitions, you're not going to get bulky. In fact, just the opposite, you're going to get lean, toned, and actually going to have more of a sculpted look than a bulky look. All right. Strength training number three is strength training can make you eat anything. And this is I used to suffer from this. You know, in all transparency, I used to say, oh, I work out, I run, I can eat whatever I want. And, you know, when you're younger, that works. And I think because, you know, when you're younger, that works. You know, you can go a couple days without eating, you can work out real hard, and you'll lose a couple pounds. But as we age, you know, we get into our 40s, 50s, and beyond, obviously that doesn't work anymore. So, you know, when you strength train or work out, any kind of workout, you know, calories still matter, and you can't out-exercise a bad diet. You know, you can when you're younger, but you can't when you're older. So, you know, just because you work out doesn't mean, well, I can go and eat whatever I want. So you still have to follow a structured and regimented meal plan. Now you can get away with a little bit more, and we certainly incorporate what we call cheat days or cheat meals. That's part of the plan, but that's not a day of eating whatever you want. Those days are over, unfortunately. It's not fair, I know, but all right. Number four is strength training does not burn fat. And this we know now. You know, the research has caught up with us. Like, that was before, well, if you want to burn fat, do your cardio. And that's where the whole 80s aerobics craze came from. And yes, you do burn calories and fat during aerobics. But the strength training, you actually burn more fat throughout a 24-hour period. So I know we're on the podcast, so it's you can't see. But what I'm referring to is, so say a 30-minute cardiovascular workout, say a run or elliptical or something, you're going to burn calories during that session, which is awesome. You're going to burn the calories. But after that session, your metabolism and your heart rate goes back to pre-exercise levels, which is bad. Now, a strength training workout, you're going to burn calories during the workout. Again, that's good. But post-workout, you're going to burn more calories from about 36 to 48 hours after, which is burning more calories throughout the day. So I hope that makes sense. Again, you can't do a visual on the podcast, but just imagine that you're burning more calories doing the strength training. So we know that you're burning more calories, more fat. All that is accomplished through the strength training that you don't get through cardiovascular, and certainly don't get from
diet alone. And myth number five is high reps and light weights for toning. And I love this one. You know, I think, again, this comes from the 80s and the Jane Fonda. We'll pick up a 2-pound weight and we'll do 50 repetitions. And you know what? That's great. That's better than nothing. But, you know, you're not going to really get sufficient amount of results from that. If you're looking for the most effective and efficient, again, try and stay in that 10 to 15, maybe up to 20 repetition range. Don't go much higher than that. We're not looking for high reps. We're looking for sufficient amount of reps. We're not looking for real light weight. We're looking for adequate weight. You want a weight that you can achieve your goals, nothing more, nothing less. So those are five myths that I hope once and for all we have put to an end. And those are: muscle can turn into fat. We talked about that. Strength training makes women bulk up. We talked about that. Strength training enough, you can strength train and eat whatever you want. Unfortunately, that's not true. Strength training does not burn fat. We have disproven that. And last but not least is high reps for toning. So again, that's a misnomer. So let's put those five myths. Don't fall for those. Let everybody else, you and I, know better. So hope that helps. If you have any questions, reach out. We are here to help you. Be great.